A Tricky Kid Media original presentation distributed by iHeartRadio. Hey, all you fans, marks, smarks, jobbers, cheerers, and jeerers. Get ready for an exciting bout of no holds barred fun. I'm Dana French, and this is Wrestling. Welcome to an exciting addition to the Tricky Kid Radio Podcast Network, where we take on all corners in the world of professional wrestling. We will be talking with legends from the past, the best talent of today, and rising stars of the future. Don't miss weekly post-show analysis, guest commentary, and live remotes from the matches with your host, a veteran of calling the action ringside, Roy Turner.
Familiar with wrestling, of course you're familiar with the Von Erichs, the tragedies that unfortunately befell them. At the same time, we're going to celebrate what did happen, because so much did happen, and I could not exaggerate the joy that family brought to my life and still does. We're going to be previewing the upcoming biopic, A24's The Iron Claw, in theaters just before Christmas. You can get your tickets actually now through Fandango.com.
Ever since I was a child, people said my family was cursed. Mom tried to protect us with God. Pop tried to protect us with wrestling. He said if we were the toughest, the strongest, nothing could ever hurt us. I believed him. We all did.
Morning.
Pants tomorrow, please, David.
Perry, I want you to join your brothers in the ring.
Yes, sir. I love that.
Now, we all know Kerry's my favorite, then Kev, then David, then Mike. But the rankings can always change.
What do you want in life, Kevin Von Erich?
More ribs. I want to be with my family. You know, be with my brothers.
What do you like to do with your brothers?
We're here to restore justice to the Wrestling Federation that our father built with his own two hands. The hands that were passed down to us. The hands that will deliver the Iron Claw to you. So what do you think?
Like, we're alive.
I love your family, Kevin.
You know
we're
uncle?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, that makes me so happy.
I talked to you about something, Mom. Dad's too tough on us. You gotta say something.
Baby, that's what your brothers are for.
Feel that? You feel that? That's pressure.
Push it too hard.
I'm fine, Kev. Seriously, I'm just sick.
I'm scared, man. It all out of control.
Should have stopped him.
I need to think about my family.
Your job is to wrestle. Live up to that deal or we are through.
I told you to look out for him!
I just love being out there with you guys. It's the only thing that matters to me.
The Von Erichs will forever be the greatest family in the history of wrestling.
We just returned from its premiere. It hits theaters on December 22nd. Very exciting. Park. I get out of the car. I cross the street. Every uniformed officer in the 214 area code has been dispatched to this red carpet. Green in this case, because it's supposed to look like a ranch with grass. If you go down to any newsstand and you pull up the Tiger Beat Teen Vogue thing, these four guys are on every cover. I was starstruck by the people interviewing these guys, reporters you have heard of. It's all outside. Thank God the weather held up.
Allie says she heard he was going to be in a movie, and that's why he was buffing up, because he was going to play
Kevin Von Erich. This movie is the most anticipated film of the year, and it's already getting Oscar buzz. Mm-hmm. I'm honored to welcome cast member James Beard, the original legendary referee from the golden era of world-class championship wrestling. He also happens to be a friend and a co-worker and just one of my favorite people. James, how are you, sir?
Doing well, Roy. Good to be with you.
When you got the call to be a part of, were you already aware they were going to make a movie?
Mostly just heard the same rumors everybody else did. I got a call from him, Storm. He had talked to Luke Hawks with casting, and Luke had asked him if I'd be interested. We talked about it, and the next thing I do is the prep work. You go through a lot of very interesting experience. I'd done some TV things back years ago. It wasn't nearly as extensive as this. Everybody dreams of being in a movie.
This is very personal. You lived this. Did you have any idea how the Von Erichs were going to be portrayed?
I talked to the director, Sean Durkin, before I ever did anything. I was a little concerned until I started seeing the direction things were going. Okay. You get bits and pieces of the script as you go. He was very sincere about trying to portray things as realistically as possible. I felt comfortable with him. She also wrote the script. It turned out being about Kevin dealt with being overlooked and dealing with the tragedies that we all know about. This wrestling, but
it's about family.
An incredible story, but I'm not right. always happy. He dealt with the ups and downs very well, particularly the way he ended the film. Fans will be very pleased.
I'm protective of this. I've been friendly with Kevin and his sons for years. This means a lot to me. When people say, did you think that show you and I used to watch was going to be a movie someday? Actually, I can't believe it hasn't been made sooner. It's such a big, important story that means so much to people, especially here in Texas. But I think that the reason why it hasn't been made, because again, it's such a difficult thing to do. What an incredibly difficult undertaking.
I did see one script a few years ago that was horrible. What I've been told is the rejection was, it was such a downer. How do you tell that story and make people want to come see it?
Did not know that Kevin wasn't involved. Yeah.
And that was my concern, really. There are some things in the film that aren't historically perfect. If you were around those, but the idea and point is made
yeah. to play to a non-wrestling audience.
I think this movie is going to be incredibly successful.
You really have to concentrate on the living. So I don't think there's any question the center needed to be about Kevin. The wonderful redemption. No one is not going to be able to appreciate this gorgeous, beautiful moment. You know, you could feel the energy in that room.
There was a lot of emotion. If he hadn't done it that way, I think it would have been too dark. It shows a family that really cared and loved each other.
The story of Chris is not included. And I completely agree. At some point, people will be experiencing fatigue of tragedy.
Sean even said that adding one more death was just too much.
That story, separately in some other format.
For those of us who knew these guys, it was tough to watch. You not only know what happened, but in some cases, a little more of the story. That made it even harder to relive it. I can't even imagine dealing with all that.
People watching it, say a young girl that wants to see Zac Efron. She doesn't know anything about any of this. We had the advantage of already knowing it was coming. Was that the first time you actually got to see the film?
I had seen clips while we were filming. He would show us some things. Zach took that role very seriously from personal interaction with him. He was very meticulous about the physical part of it. I would tell him Kevin would do something this way. He would take it to heart and do it exactly. So gratifying to see, having developed that character. Amazing to see and when he got it all together.
A sound contribution. We're talking about somebody that was actually there.
Chavo Guerrero put the wrestling scenes together, and he did an incredible job. He allowed me to contribute. He goes, how would they do this? I'm proud of that.
At the press conference, I was impressed with how seriously they took it. They did all the bumps and praising Chavo. Did you know him before the screening?
We worked together a few times, and he knew, because he knew my background.
What I think is so satisfying is not only did you get it right for a wrestling movie, you got it right for a wrestling movie about your family. That's a big deal.
And I take a lot of pride in that. I got my name on the screen.
When you walked into the Sportatorium, the rebuilt one, the furniture store in Baton Rouge, that had to hit you emotionally. It's spooky, even.
I walked in, looked around, and oh my God, they've done it. The ring, the seats, the feel of it all was just spooky. I've been all over the world. It did nothing like it anywhere. The feel of the place is something you can't manufacture. I'll never forget the first time I stepped in that ring.
Poetic. You and I at the Longhorn Ballroom for the reception of this movie, There's Zac Efron, who played Kevin Von Erich, standing next to Kevin Von Erich. You and I are having a conversation less than a half a mile away from the Sportatorium.
Exactly. Familiar with both places. A lot of history. Incredible to be back there and so close to where the Sportatorium was, that feel of being home.
What was the last time you had saw Kevin?
I've talked to him on the phone a few times, text back and forth once in a while. We've stayed in touch all these years. Kevin and I rode together quite a bit at one time, just the two of us. I was really close to Carrie, a dear friend, one of those guys that's just real open and easy to get to know, completely different personality. I didn't really get to work with David. He was going to move the promotion forward and be the next world champion. Had that happened, so much of wrestling history could have changed. We'll never know.
I'm kind of still walking around and sees Chavo Guerrero. The only cool thing that came out of me working up in Ardmore, Oklahoma, was he introduced me to Chavo, and Chavo and I just hit up one of the nicest, raddest, solid dudes ever. Chavo has had a second act in the last 10 or 15 years is this stuntman who's also in Hollywood, who's training a lot of people. When Netflix made a show about the original Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling and hired by Netflix to train those girls. Okay. And David McClain, who actually was the original guy, Mark Maron plays him, has started a new wrestling promotion called WOW, Women of Wrestling. And he hired Chavo Guerrero to train all those girls. So for this movie, he's the one that trains Zac Efron and these guys to wrestle.
While we take a short commercial break, you should too, from trying to get yourself over. And so let our great sponsors...
Hey guys, while we take a break, I wanted to tell you something about my favorite venue in Texas and maybe the world over. If you have never been to the Texan Theater in Greenville, which is it's a little ways north on your way to Oklahoma. I guess it's about an hour and a half, maybe north of Dallas. It is the greatest venue in the world. The proprietor, owner, and just all-around badass, Barbara Horan, puts on one of the most unique experiences you will ever have in your life. She approaches things from a very different business model that I think the whole world should embrace, and we would all be better for it. It's just this amazing experience where you get to see one of your favorite artists up close in a gorgeous venue, and dinner is included, unlimited drinks are included. She treats her staff so well. They're not getting the whatever the $2 an hour and relying on tips thing. She takes good care of them. Literally none of them have had to suffer throughout the pandemic, thankfully. Barb's just a great gal, a great person, very creative, and just one of my favorite people. And so if you're ever in Greenville or even anywhere near Dallas, make a point to visit the Texan Theater in Greenville.
What's up? It's everyone's favorite wrestler, the Glamour, Mariah May, and you're listening to This Is Wrestling with Roy.
Now back to the action.
You, one of the greatest minds for wrestling.
I appreciate that. That means a lot to me. I love telling those stories. I love being able to. The creative side of things is something I've had a passion for. That was my goal when I got into the business.
You excel at it.
That's something that's missing in the business. It really should be about emotion, not just motion.
Seeing you walk that red carpet, or in this case, green, I look over and I see Bill Mercer. He's in his 90s, right. But he looked great. Did you know he was going to be there?
I did not know that. His career is incredible to think about, too.
I don't think Kevin knew either. I was so happy for you and Kevin. And I had the opportunity to tell him so. Bill Mercer was involved in every aspect of the business, and he was the fans' connection to the product. He wore the sport coat, had a great voice, and their role is to get their audience to trust them. And it was like 55 then. Bill Mercer is 98 years old and alive and well. Retired, lives in South Carolina. He wasn't going to miss this for the world. There was a lot of people there. We saw Trish Stratus.
As I walked off the red carpet, she was right behind me, and I turned around, surprised her because I wasn't expecting her. And she gave me a big hug, and I introduced her to my family, and she's a beautiful and really sweet lady.
I purposely watched the credits so I could enjoy seeing your name. So funny, Kevin and Zac Efron had never met before Tuesday at that press conference. You would have thought they've known each other their whole lives.
My last scene was the scene with Ric Flair, an all-day thing. Sean had the assistant director announce that that was my route. Zach came out from the dressing room again, and gave me a big hug and thanked me for helping him. Pretty classy thing to do.
Absolutely.
You know? It meant a lot. Of all the moments in my career, that right up there at the top.
David Manning, the old referee and Fritz's gopher, Mark Lawrence. And I don't think he was there. He's like a minister in Dallas. I worked with him when I was working out in Crowley with David Fuller. Bill, going to the Sportatorium, rebuilt, by the way, in Louisiana to film this movie. Spooky how accurate it is. I'm getting that stuff from the Sportatorium.
Mm-hmm.
I'm this kid that lives in a trailer park, poor as church mice, but somehow I had this direct line to the merch booth at the Sportatorium in Dallas, Texas. I was a made man at school because of it. I was excited about coming here originally because this is where the Von Erichs are. Texas was a magical land of superheroes. They were literally gods on earth. And all the world were just some country boys that lived outside of Denton. Lou Gotti wrestles for us. They were a nice guy. Wanted me to come do commentary for his promotion.
Yeah.
Said, as long as you pay me. And then he kind of balked at it. So the funny thing was, I just happened to be like, hey, man, we should talk about me coming and calling your show in a few weeks. He wrote back as if to say, well, you missed your chance. But he's not admitting, I still can't afford you. Sorry, boss. So-and-so is now doing color commentary. Somehow the universe set me next to that guy. Discovered this about each other after like the first 30 seconds. Okay, the movie begins, and let me just say this right now. If you're a wrestling fan or a non-wrestling fan, I literally cannot tell you how powerful this movie is going to dominate award shows, and it deserves to win them all. I absolutely loved it. What a gift to Kevin.
From everything I've heard, I think he's very pleased and grateful that Sean told the story the way he did.
The movie is absolutely incredible. What an impossible story to tell. I don't think anybody could have done this any better. It's also emotionally obliterating. I don't know if I could see it again. You can't wrap your head around that kind of loss. He went on to have two sons, Ross and Marshall, that became wrestlers. They're on the indie circuit. There's a scene. They don't tell you that story. At the end, this is heavy to say. He's watching his sons as children. I didn't think his sons were twins, but they're portrayed as twins in the film. They're never any older than like 9 or 10.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I do this as a dad. Watching them play kind of makes me tear up a little bit. The reason why he's tearing up, and most people don't want to let their children see them cry anyway, but especially when you've got that kind of toxic masculinity ingrained in you.
Mm-hmm.
But they're concerned for him. They go over, Daddy, what's up? And he's got tears coming down his face. And he says, I was just sitting here thinking, I'm not anyone's brother anymore. And you can hear collectively about 1,600 people try to keep it together. And then the children say, that's okay, Dad. We'll be your brothers. Incredibly tender moment.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
And that is about as mild in terms of the tear jerk it gets. At the end of the film, they bring the cast out. You see Kevin and Zac Efron embracing. I don't know if anything made me tear up more than that moment. People can watch the movie, but weren't there for that.
Right.
And I was just a few feet from it. This, by all intents and purposes, this is Kevin Von Erich's like last hurrah. This is him riding off into the sun, can get some sort of peace. And maybe he found that peace a long time ago. Sadly, this is the 30th anniversary of Cary Von Erich's death. He moved out to Hawaii and surrounded his entire family, moved out there onto his ranch. There's a device in the film where he has like a wish. And at the end says, Kevin and Pam Von Erich have been married for 40 years. And the next thing is a real life picture of him in Hawaii with 30 kids around him. His entire family moved out to Hawaii. They'd all be together.
Mm-hmm. That
really happened. I made a beeline to the Longhorn Ballroom, which is just around the corner. The marquee says,
Sons, Brothers, Champions, the Iron Claw.
So there's like seven black Escalades and a fleet of security. This is a big deal. I see all the actors and Kevin Von Erich. We don't really know each other. He knows my name because of his sons. I just wanted to say hello. I'd hug him. I knew I was only going to have 10 seconds before somebody else was pulling him away. What do you say in that moment? For whatever reason, he wasn't going to allow himself to be immediately pulled somewhere else. He genuinely wanted to talk to me.
Oh, my gosh.
And that, of course, filled my heart. He goes, how are you? And I go, hey, Kevin, it's so good to see you. And he goes, good to see you. And he gives me a hug. I said, congratulations on the film. This is overdue. He goes, I appreciate that greatly. He came in to hug me. All I could think about was Bill showing up with that T-shirt.
Really? Oh, my gosh. That's great.
You know, I was thinking about Tommy, too, running across the street to tell me Kerry Von Erich had won the world heavyweight title from Ric Flair. I never would have imagined I'd be watching that in a fictional film 40 years later. I see David Manning and run smack dab into Zac Efron, who had three security guards around him. So I talked to Zac Efron with David for like 3 minutes. He's a really nice guy. I don't know why they did not have Kevin as a consultant. In fact, he only met Kevin the night before. Everyone came into town on Tuesday and had dinner. That's when Kevin and Zac met for the first time. So that's kind of explains the embrace, because Kevin saw the film for the first time at the same time we did.
Oh, my God.
So what you're seeing there is very real. He was very pleased with this. And at the press conference today, I had our arm around each other and very playful. It was wonderful to see. I actually did get some selfies, but I don't know how to do the selfie thing. I literally do not know how to do it. And I see the director of the film, and I say to him, hey, man, good job. When did you decide to put the movie together? He grew up in the UK and he discovered World Class much later, because they went out of business in 88 and he didn't discover it till like 98. He goes, this has been like a lifelong dream. I went to go eat because I hadn't really eaten today. I was like, I sat down to eat and it had these bales of hay. The Von Erichs were ranchers theme. You know what cornhole is, right? Where you toss the beanbag. I had to climb up on stage and to sit on this bale of hay to eat my food. In front of me is cornhole. And good looking gal about my age, maybe a little younger, all dressed up in red. And she's got these two kids with her and they're playing cornhole. And I can't help it. I'm a dad and I'm cheering them on. I'm like, and he's like, come play with us. So I was like, all right, let me finish eating. I get done with my food and I'm throwing and we're having a ball. Before it occurred to me, these are the kids that played his sons in the movie.
Oh my God, really?
This has got to be the most surreal moment of my life. I'm playing cornhole at a movie reception with the kids that played Ross and Marshall Von Erich, and Kevin Von Erich, for real, is in my periphery.
Oh my gosh.
Standing next to Zac Efron. It was one of the weirdest but awesome moments.
Yeah. Like,
that was my favorite moment of the whole thing. 1982, in Tommy Woodward's TV room, look where that took me. Look where it ended.
I know.
It's an invited guest at the world premiere.
You look happy as hell. It just goes to show you just don't know what's going to happen.
Such an important time in our lives. Now the rest of the world will get to hear and see the beautiful portrait. When people learn Kevin Von Erich is a real person, and the life he is still enjoying. Thank our guest today, James Beard, for joining us and sharing wonderful insight. I'm your host, as always, Roy Turner, and I will see you next week.
Ring the bell. That does it for us this week. We hope you had a slamming good time, and be sure to join us next week for more in-ring action. This has been a presentation of Tricky Kid Media Originals. Distributed by iHeartRadio. Created, directed, edited, and mastered by Roy Turner. Original score by Jocelyn Hunt. Artwork by Antora Sandy. Marketing and PR by Francesca Miles. Tricky Kid Radio is hosted by Roy Turner with introductions by me, Dana French. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll join us next week.